Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, presented by EMP 180 Weight Loss. Structure Accountability Results. They got a new location in Alexandria. They're open and taking appointments. A little bit later in the program, Ross Tucker will join us as we go around the NFL. We got the Junkies Blitz coming up at 7:45. Came up with a new feature for the Junkies Blitz.
You did?
Did.
All right, good.
Right.
Did you
now,
have
though,
any other features, or is this the first feature? I don't really
know.
New
added-on
feature? I just thought you'd do stories.
Yeah, we usually just do stories, but it's a new feature.
All right.
Oh, okay. Good.
First new feature ever for Junkies Blitz?
Yes.
Okay.
Just you have clarifying. A new feature for Hit the Skins?
No.
Just news.
Just news.
Standard Hit the Skins.
You know I like the Hit the Skins, Cakes.
I know you do.
I get size. By the way, I'm just looking at J-Lo's Instagram. There's an article about it, like J-Lo and
her bikini
and
A-Rod. Pictures.
Is that the orange bikini
pic? Yeah, the peach bikini. Yeah. I mean, what? She's like 50, right?
49. Yeah.
She's literally older than us. She's a 50 on a scale of 1 to 10. What is going on there? What kind of growth hormone is she taking?
Were they at the Emmys or last night or something?
I think they might have been. I don't know. Because I guess A-Rod, I don't follow either one of these clowns, but I might have to start doing it. She's got 79 million followers on Instagram.
Think about that. That's a crazy number.
She's just in
this. So she's popular is what you're saying.
It's like one-fifth of the U.S. population, roughly.
It's like more popular than she ever was in her heyday. Jason, did you see these photos? Look at her. Like, she's in this like peach bikini thing, like at the hotel or whatever. Her whole life is like at a resort.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
What is going on?
We can only all be so lucky.
I mean, what is going on? Travis,
just lounging poolside.
She's got a couple kids, too, and everything,
spends
right?
a lot of time chasing her kids, doesn't she?
I mean, amazing parent. What is going on with that? Honestly.
She looks great. That's all. She works out a lot.
It's not working out. There's something going on there. It's always shady. And what is she taking?
You believe no women can stay in really good shape working out
it's
with good
true.
Nutrition.
It's not true.
I see tons of them. In
there's
that
not,
age range,
there's no tons
at the
that
gym.
Look like that. There's no tons that look like
but
that.
That's not
I
butt
see
injections.
A significant huh? number.
Those aren't injections.
No. I know. That's some
she's
sort
working
of
working out.
Something. Maybe she's like some sort of ephedrine or something. Like,
well, she's dating A-Rod. What do you? She's drugged up. I'm sure.
Yeah. Of course.
Her skin looks so money.
Her skin is silly
right?
too, though.
Looks like, so soft.
How's her skin?
See, now
so
you're getting
silly.
Creepy.
When rubs the lotion on its skin, or else it gets
like, how do you get skin like that?
It's just crazy. Hit the Skins.
I mean, it is Hit the Skins.
So it is the Hit the Skins segment. You're right about that. That's true.
Of course, the Skins lost to the Indianapolis Colts 21-9, FedEx Field on Sunday. Let's give you some stats here for you. Skins gained 334 yards of total offense, for whatever that's worth. Alex Smith did complete 33 of 46 pass attempts for 292 yards. He had a pass rating of 88, but...
Empty calorie numbers like a mug.
He had one really nice completion to Richardson. Was it at the end of the first half?
Paul Richardson actually finished the game with four receptions for 63 yards. He's been a bigger part of the offense than I thought. I thought he would be an afterthought. I mean, you could say he is because they're not doing anything. But he's just, I don't know.
He hasn't even crossed the 100-yard threshold.
That. They need to double that. That's what they need.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I think so.
I mean, to talk about his impact when he doesn't even have 100 yards in two games. Well, I mean, I guess you were expecting 20 yards per game.
No, I was really just expecting one or two catches a game, like, just try to throw some deep balls. I was expecting the variety of routes that he's running, and I don't know.
Well, for $8 million a year, he better catch more than one or two balls per game.
Yeah.
He better be more.
I just had more expectations for him going in.
I think he's got to be in the 6, 7, 8 range.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, that money's
I had expectations. And I really, as a Skins fan, I thought the bulk of the offense would come from Crowder, Reed, through the air. Those would be the guys. and then Vernon Davis. And then you'd get your rushing attack from Chris Thompson, whoever else was there. I didn't anticipate Adrian Peterson being there. But I thought those would be the primary guys. I thought you'd get very little from Richardson, and I expect nothing from Doxon. So far,
that's what you're getting.
Yeah. But I feel like Jordan Reed hadn't had the impact. That
was a big fumble. That was big.
Man, that fumble was bad, too. So, you're going to do what you do.
do what it do.
You got to do what it do. They did sign. We talked about it a couple times now. Breshad Perriman. He's the former first-round pick out of Central Florida. He was a two-star recruit coming out of high school. But, of course, his father, what was his father's name? Brett Perriman. Played in the NFL for 10 years.
He had a 100-catch season once with the Detroit Lions.
Hey, here's Perriman's head.
Perriman. His father. Yeah.
His dad.
His dad. But he's been a bust. He was the 26th overall pick in the 2015 draft. He had issues right away with, I think he had knee problems in his rookie year. His best season was when he played 16 games in 2016 and caught 33 passes. But last year, he played in just 11 games, had a concussion, caught 10 passes in all of last year for 77 yards. And they released him, I think, right before one of their final cuts or whatever, right before the season started.
Rashad would be sized to end his career with his dad's numbers: 525 catches, almost 7,000 yards,
not
going to
happen.
30 touchdowns,
not going to happen. He'll be lucky.
No, he was good.
He'll be lucky to catch 20 balls.
Good, solid year. NFL receiver.
Absolutely.
He's fast though. They say he runs a 4.25, 4.340. Still has that speed. Just has terrible hands.
He might just be Richardson's backup.
He tore up the workout
because Richardson is the speed guy, and then you have Floyd as the jump ball deep guy as Doxon's backup. They didn't have any depth, so I don't know what they did. But did these guys get snaps off? Like if they went three wide receivers, they didn't have anybody behind them. I mean, they cut Chase on already.
Right.
I heard that they went into this game without even a backup slot guy, so they needed backups.
Right. Mm-hmm. We'll see. I think if I was Josh Doxon, and we talked about it earlier, I would be nervous. I don't think I would
be. Well, this is a big year for him. It really is.
Well, and they're just bringing in receivers left and right.
That's what I mean.
And you're not really producing. He did have 4 catches, I believe, on 7 targets. But, you know, the drop on the sideline there that we all saw early in the game, that was glaring.
Was that kind of alligator armish?
It was a little weird. You're on
he didn't
the
really
sideline.
Stretch out his arms.
Got to stretch out a little more.
Well, you know, I love D Hall, but when D Hall said he's got Larry Fitzgerald's hands, it's just not true. It just doesn't.
Now, he did make a nice diving catch towards the sideline later in the game.
The one where he kind of fell forward a little bit. Yeah. That was a
NFL
good catch,
receivers man. Make that catch 90% of the time.
No, I know, but we're killing them for not making the one catch, but that wasn't an easy catch to make.
Now,
diving to the ground.
I will say that I was stunned to see that the Redskins were interested in Josh Gordon. Not that they don't need receiving help, but I just feel like that guy's got real sobriety issues, and that's what was initially reported was the case again with Cleveland. But Jason LaConfora reports that it had nothing to do with it, that they just were unhappy with him with this sort of mysterious hamstring injury, which, by the way, they claim is good enough that he'll play this week for the Patriots.
Right. Yeah.
So what's going on with that? Anybody showed up late to the facility and was acting weird, but they're saying it's not a sobriety
issue. That's one report. The upside to me is worth it. And I want to throw it out to Redskins fans. 800-636-1067. Knowing that Josh Gordon was moved and the Patriots traded away a fifth-round pick, should the Redskins have done more to try and acquire Josh Gordon versus settling on Michael Floyd, a guy who had 10 catches last year in 11 games, and settling on Breshad Perriman, who's been a bust for 3 seasons? Should they have gone harder at Josh Gordon? I would say yes. The upside to me is too much. 800-636-1067.
I said it yesterday. It was worth the risk. Now, if he has one infraction, then he's gone. But I thought it was worth
the risk. Yeah, but it's not worth the risk if you have to give up. Let's say you have to beat them, you have to give up a fourth rounder because they got a fifth. So to outbid New England.
But would you have just given the fifth?
Yes.
I would have given the fifth. Hell, I might have given the fourth. Because
I might have given the fifth and Josh Doxon.
But again, and Eric brings up a good point, you just don't know if he's going to be sober for the entire year.
And everybody's,
had issues now for 3 years.
Everybody's chasing his 2013 numbers. They think all of a sudden he's going to get back to his 1,600-plus yard season. He's done nothing over the last, since 2014.
Well, he's barely been there.
He's got 24 catches, 18-1 last year.
Yeah, but look how many games he's missed.
How many did you do last year?
He
He had 18 catches
in a limited amount
five
of
games,
games.
I think. I think he played in five games.
Yeah. I didn't think
that's
it was that
Josh
bad.
Josh Doxson-esque. Look, I don't understand all the fervor
okay,
for him.
Okay, but when he was right, when he was right in the head, you could argue
well,
he was the best.
When was that? 2013?
Yeah.
2014?
He found the end zone in week one.
He did. When he was right, he was one of the best receivers in the game.
On a back shoulder pass.
And you look at him physically, he looks like he still has. I mean, he just he's a physical freak. You know, he's just a one in a million.
Yeah,
I mean,
he hasn't
but he's not trustworthy. Cakes,
he's not trustworthy.
He's not trustworthy. But he put up those numbers, which certainly are pedestrian, with Browns quarterbacks throwing him the ball.
I just don't bring that guy in my building.
I know, but what if he's right for this year? What if he's just figured it out and he's right for this year?
I mean,
that's what New England Patriots are thinking. And then maybe next year he's got issues. But
I'll say look, it's low risk for the Patriots. I understand why they did it. I know why they did it, because they're betting on his upside.
Yeah, it's big-time low risk.
They give him a fifth-round pick.
They don't care about fifth-round picks.
What do they care? If he keeps his nose clean, he's a big upgrade.
To answer your question, it would have been worth it for me.
I was hoping
the Niners would be involved.
I haven't been big on the Dez Bryant deal, because I do think he can be a pain in the ass, and you know he'll be on your quarterback. You know, he's a typical receiver diva, but he's better than Michael Floyd.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not even close.
Now, Rashad Perryman.
If he's already turned down $5 million a year from the Browns and the Ravens, that's probably why they didn't do it. Mm-hmm. You just can't pay him. You know, you're getting Michael Floyd for league minimum, for sure.
True.
So, I guess it's just a financial
thing. But you're right.
Thing.
I mean, Dez could step in right away and make some plays.
Dez could step in right away. But Josh Gordon
would have stepped in right away and been a
it would
legitimate
have been your
number one
receiver.
He'd like a legitimate number one that you could count on. For 8 to 10 catches and maybe a touchdown a week.
If he's healthy and his mind's right and everything.
I do think the Redskins settled on these two guys because I see them as backups. Floyd as Doxson's backup and Perryman as
Richardson's backup.
And maybe the slot if necessary.
All right, let's bang out some of these calls so people want to chime in. I know we got to go to break here in a sec. Let's go to Mike in Alexandria. Mike, what's up?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, fellas. Yep. They shouldn't have gone after him, and I'll tell you why. When you're new in sobriety like he is, your development is arrested. He's got the maturity of probably a 15-year-old, and they would have had to put up with so much drama and whining and crying, you know, him being newly sober, that they would have had to coddle and baby him the whole year. We got a couple of them guys on the team already. He's the perfect fit for New England because Belichick won't put up with it. You know, and he brings those guys in. If they don't toe the line, he just cuts them. But I don't think that Gruden would have the temperament to handle it.
Well, maybe not.
All right, thank you, Mike. Appreciate it.
Like I said, if he screws up once, then he's gone. That's probably what the Patriots are thinking.
Let's go, Joe Manassas. Joe, what's up?
Hey, what's up, Junks? Love the show as always.
Thanks, Joe.
I think they should pursue him. I mean, if you're talking about DUI and drinking issues, Michael Floyd had those same issues. So that being said, I mean, yeah, they should have done a little bit more due diligence. And I do think he has a lot left in the tank still as well.
Well, let's just say this. To their credit or discredit, they did pursue him by all accounts.
Right. What we don't know is maybe the Redskins made an offer and said 6th-round pick, and New England said, we'll go over the top and give you a 5th-rounder. So maybe the Redskins were part of that bidding process.
My understanding was that they wanted to offer a 6th New England, but they didn't have one.
Right.
So they had to give him a 5th.
Wait for Cleveland to stick their guns and not deal him to an AFC team. They dealt it to one of the favorites.
I believe the Redskins don't have a 6th-rounder either because they used it in the supplemental draft
for
the Alexander kid. So they would have to give up at least a 5th.
New England has to win now. They don't know how many more years Tom Brady's going to play. You know, we always talk about windows. It seems like Brady wants to play a few more seasons, but you never know.
Well, that game,
so they
that
want
loss
to maximize.
To Jacksonville was telling.
They always do.
That game that they lost to Jacksonville was telling.
Well, they got throttled in that game.
All right,
let's do this. They went back to their offices and said, all right, we need to do something.
Let's come back, take some more calls if you want to chime in on the receiver situation. Should they have gone harder after Josh Gordon? Should they try to create some cap room maybe to go after Dez at this point? And I still got Jay Gruden quotes. Chris Thompson's in the news. He's bitter about something Shorts wrote.
He is.
Yeah, we'll go over all that when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, so we're talking about the Redskins signing veterans Michael Floyd and Breshad Perriman to add depth to their receiving core. And we're wondering if you think they should have gone harder at Josh Gordon, who ends up being Tom Brady's new toy in New England. 800-636-1067. Jason and I both say, yeah, they should have rolled the dice on Josh Gordon. I think if Josh Gordon was with the Redskins, I understand tons of issues, and you are rolling the dice.
Yeah, it's a gamble.
He could show up to the park bombed, and it just fizzles and doesn't work out. But I do think he would be the most talented wide receiver by far.
Oh, I wouldn't dispute
Nobody
that.
Would debate. Nobody and would argue it.
He would be a deep threat, which right now they haven't shown to have a deep threat right now. He'd be an end zone threat, which right now they haven't shown to have an end zone threat. They have two touchdowns, right? Receiving. Chris Thompson out of the backfield, which swing pass. He basically made it on his own. And a 3-yard pass to Jordan Reed.
Yep.
That's what they have right now.
They're real close.
They have that, and Pat Mahomes has 10 of them.
They're real close to crisis mode. And I saw this when the schedule came out, okay? Because if they lose to the Packers, which I think they will, maybe they'll surprise us and play better. They're going to play better because they can't play as bad as they did last week. It's impossible. So they'll play better, but still lose. And then they have a bye. And but you know, I would even though they've had some success against the Saints, I still will think the Drew Brees will beat them. They'd be 1-3. They had a realistic shot at 1-3.
But they should be able to exploit the corners of Green Bay. We saw what Kirk Cousins did this past weekend. He passed for over 400.
But Cousins
plus
was throwing down the field, down the sidelines.
I know.
I mean,
I saw a lot of
two legit deep threats.
I know
threats.
The Diggs and Thielen.
Didn't he do a lot of that in the fourth quarter?
He did.
Not to diminish what he did, but
they attempted
They had to because they weren't they down by 14 or 21?
Yeah, they were down. They scored 22 points in the fourth quarter. So
they were down big.
And the fact that they're already out there like aggressively signing guys shows, I mean, they know.
They know they have an issue. Sure.
It's critical.
But you're going to have to score. I mean, you're going to have to score minimum 24 to beat the Packers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. And you can't just score all that with Thompson and Reed.
No.
You're going to have to throw to
this guy. Spice it up a little bit.
I love Chris Thompson. They got to use Reed more. They haven't used Jordan Reed nearly enough. They got to use Crowder more. They haven't used him nearly enough.
Well, definitely Crowder. Definitely.
I don't get it. And you criticize Adrian Peterson. The guy only had 11 carries.
Well, it's hard to keep giving him carries when, first of all, you're not converting on third downs. And second of all, he's averaging less than 2 yards a carry.
Yeah, I mean, they were giving it to him first, and they were 2nd and 9, 2nd and 10.
Really only played about 25% of the plays.
If you actually broke down what he did in that game, he had 2 decent carries. Right. 9 of them were for 1 yard or less.
And the RPOs.
I don't blame him, though.
They're going to have to alter the RPOs with him because they were not working. It did not look like a good fit.
They'll figure it out. I think Jay will figure that out. Let's go to Mo in Largo. Mo, what's up, buddy? 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. What's up, Mo?
Good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
I think this is just another example of the ineptitude of our front office. Josh Morgan would absolutely be the best, or Josh Gordon would absolutely be the best talent on our team if we would have been able to acquire him. But you definitely got to make a play for the guy. I mean, his upside is tremendous. Guys of that talent, that size, that physicality don't just fall off the tree. So if you have an opportunity, you got to go after him. But, I mean, you shouldn't be opposed to offering maybe a late fourth or a fifth round pick for a guy of that talent, and you know, just try to put some stipulations within the contract where if he doesn't show up correct, then he's out of here. But I mean, guys like that, you got to kick the tires on him. That's crazy. And one more thing, hey, Lurch.
Yeah.
I hope you got on that big fatty I gave you last week. That's
Miami.
2 weeks in a row, brother.
Good job, nicely done. I'm waiting for another one. Yes, you did. You picked Miami over Toledo, laying 10.5, and it wasn't even close.
Yeah, I'll dial something up for you later this week. Thanks, fellas.
All right, thank you, pal.
And again, to respond to Mo, I mean, we don't know what the Skins were offering. We don't know what the conversations were.
Right.
I mean, I think the Skins were definitely interested, but maybe they just didn't have the ammo to get it done like New England did. But I think that they were definitely interested.
They were definitely
in
interested
Gordon.
By all accounts. But just to give you an idea, I mean, fourth round picks, they're pretty valuable. I mean, we drafted Jameson Crowder in the fourth round.
Also drafted Samaje Perine in the fourth round.
That's true. That's true,
well,
but we also
in
drafted
the same draft the Vikings draft, I believe, Stephon Diggs in the fifth round.
Yes.
Right.
Jameson Crowder.
I mean, those are
fourth.
Valuable picks. I mean, we had Breshad Breeland, who you say what you want, had some moments here for this team for several years. Drafted him in the fourth
He's
round.
He's still unemployed, by the way.
Yeah.
I know. Isn't that weird?
I wouldn't have if I were the Skins, I would call him and try to bring him back.
They didn't like to deal with him.
On a one-year deal.
Certain that's guys a personality just don't like. Thing. Yeah. But Josh Gordon's a first-round talent.
Definitely.
So if you
but
could,
here's the thing. I know
he's a wild
card.
He's a wild card.
The report that came out was that he was acting not himself, showed up late, gave him a weird hamstring injury thing, and the insinuation clearly was that he had taken a step back with his sobriety. Then later that was refuted.
Right.
Now, was it refuted just so they could get the most trade value possible?
Who knows?
That's the whole thing. If he's sober, like let's say he's got 6 months sobriety behind him, I'd go with it. But if he had an issue last week, I can't sign him.
I know. We don't know. That's why if you make the deal, then you have one screw up and you're done. We're not dealing with it. You get one strike.
Oh, he's on the thinnest ice ever.
And if you waste the fifth round pick, oh well.
Yeah.
You rolled the dice and it just didn't work out. But it could.
Let's go to Kevin Culpepper. Kevin, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
What's up, Junks?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, two things, both related to the offensive line. I think after this game, I'm more convinced than after the first game that AP is a great running back. I think our offensive line was horrible. And I don't know if you watched the game and the commentators, they were constantly saying that the Redskins have one of the best lines in the NFL. And I just don't understand it. I thought they were terrible. If you go back and look at his carries, I don't know how many carries they had. I can't remember. But I bet more than half of them, at the moment he's handed the ball, someone's in his face, at least one guy.
Yeah.
And he had to work to get those yards that he did get. If that would have been Kelly or Perine, they'd have had negative yards on the day, I think.
Well, you don't have to worry about Kelly now. Kelly's sidelined for a month with a banged up foot.
I agree with you. I didn't see anything from Adrian that made me pause and go, well, this guy, first week was just a fluke. It might have been a fluke with the blocking, but I think he can still, if you give him the holes, he'll still find them.
Well,
and he'll get some yardage.
I disagree that he's a great back. He was a great back. He's not a great running back.
Well, I think he still can be very good. I'll say very
I just
good.
Think he's going to be wildly inconsistent.
All right, let's do Jay Gruden at the podium. Then let's talk about Chris Thompson after that. Because Shorts wrote an article quoting Chris Thompson, and Chris was bitter about it. But, I mean, all he did was...
Just quoted him.
I mean, he quoted him.
Apparently, he didn't like the headline so much.
Headline, I mean, it wasn't unfair.
What exactly
I don't think it was
either.
Shorts sometimes will put some unfair headlines. Some baity, clickbaity headlines. That one wasn't.
What was the headline?
You want me to do it now? The headline was...
Well, you don't have to do it now.
No, I got it right here. The headline was,
Thompson.
Redskins player calls out fans for poor attendance. Okay?
Okay.
And then he says, here are the quotes. I think as players, we go out there, we want a loud crowd. We want a crowd out there to give us a boost. When their offense is on the field, put them in a situation where the communication may be off because they can't hear things. Me, I noticed it. I also noticed the boos we got as well, and that's not something I'm a real big fan of. If you're a fan of a team, you shouldn't be booing them. Whether we're doing good or bad, we understand as players that we're not performing how we should. You don't have to boo us to let us know we're out there on the field. I do agree with him. I think booing is hack, but you are kind of calling out. You are complaining a little bit.
I don't mind them booing if they're not playing well. They weren't playing well.
I just think booing is for losers.
Well,
because they're all trying.
You can read it on thesportsjunkies.com.
But anyway.
But he did call out the fans. That's exactly what he did.
I think so, too. But he didn't like it. He actually tweeted. So he saw the headline, and he tweeted. And do you think Shorts, like, he just loved this and pulled his pants down? Or do you think Shorts didn't want to upset, you know?
No, made his day.
It made his day. Okay.
I guarantee
somebody
you it
clicks,
made his day.
He probably got a bonus if somebody clicks.
So Thompson tweeted yesterday, I hate this headline, honestly. Read the article. I won't get into a Twitter war, which is good for him. But if you think I would just call out / bash the fan, then you clearly don't know me, and it's a shot at me as a person. Well, I would say this, Chris. We all love Chris.
Yeah.
I'm sure Shorts loves Chris. He wasn't saying that you're bashing the fans.
Right.
And he wasn't taking a shot at you as a person. He was reprinting your quote.
Chris Thompson had a bad weekend. The Skins lost. He took some punishment, took some thunderous shots.
He did.
And Florida State got boat raced by Syracuse.
Yeah.
Just a bad weekend for Chris Thompson. I understand why he's a little bit salty.
He'll get over it.
You want to actually hear the Thompson quotes? That we actually have the audio. You can hear it for yourself.
I'd love to hear it.
I wouldn't say it affects us as a team, but, you know, I know we want to have our stadium packed out, like, that makes us feel good. It makes us, you know, feel like we got the support of the people here in this DMV area. And for it to be as empty as it was, to me, it was a little bit of a shock. But, you know, I'm hoping it was because of the weather or what was supposed to happen with the weather. But, I mean, we got another one Sunday, so we'll see. But, like I said, I always want the crowd to be there to, you know, have our backs and be cheering us on, because that definitely, I think, it's a boost for us for sure.
Well, don't worry, Chris. The stadium will be full this weekend.
With Packers fans.
Full of people wearing green and gold and cheese hats.
Yeah, a lot of cheese hats.
Yeah, there'll be a lot of that in the stadium this weekend.
As players, you know, we go out there, we want a loud crowd. We want a crowd out there to, you know, give us a boost. You know, when their offense is on the field, you know, put them in situations where, you know, the communication may be off because they can't hear and things like that. And we didn't have a good turnout. Me, I noticed it. And I also noticed the boos we got as well. And that's not something that I'm a real big fan of. If you're a fan of a team, you shouldn't be booing them, whether we're doing good or bad. You know, we understand as players that we're not performing how we should. You don't have to boo us to let us know we're out there on the field. Like, the one thing you should be doing, in my opinion, is cheering us on. But, you know, it is what it is.
Listen, I happen to agree with him. And I think everybody agrees Chris Hubbs is a great guy. But he is kind of calling out the fans. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, it is what it is. But no one's bashing him. What he said is actually true. I think it's hack when you boo.
I know this. The Redskins executives who we met, they've got an uphill battle.
Oh, they've got
the work cut out for them. Because really, no matter what they do, the pyro and all those things, the perception is so built in after 20 years of people going to the stadium, the bad experience. And the only antidote is something that's completely out of their control. It's winning.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
That is
that
the only
antidote. I talked to a buddy who's, I think, certainly a long-time fan, if not a long-time season ticket holder. I think he told me he sold his tickets last week. He thinks even winning ain't going to solve it.
It would take...
That's what I disagree with, because I think winning will, yeah, but yeah. Consistent winning.
Sustained
winning.
It'll take, you know, an RG3-like year, well, yeah, where that excitement builds, yeah, look at, and everybody goes on fire.
Look at the difference between that year and what you saw on Sunday.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, the public spoke over the weekend. 57,000 in attendance.
Let's play the Jay quotes real quick while we wrap this up. We're hitting the Skins. Extended Skins hitting.
Look at you with your endurance and Skins hitting.
Jay talks about how he thinks the team will bounce back versus the Packers.
You know, I think everybody's obviously very disappointed. And anytime you lose a game, it's hard to get up and come to work. But I think guys are focused on the next one. That's the only way we can be. It's on to the next one. It always is, win or lose, and put this behind it. We have to learn from our mistakes, without a doubt. The energy factor was a factor. We got to figure out ways to boost these guys up more in pregame warm-up and get them a little bit more energized, so to speak, get the fans involved, get their adrenaline flowing.
Club that, J.
That's what Chris somebody Russell asked him, and maybe this is what that second quote is, about somebody said there might have been a lack of energy, and he said, I don't know if this is the quote, that
Adrian
they just
Peterson
got behind the eight ball
it.
From the very after they gave up that opening touchdown and never got into a rhythm the rest of the game.
I watched Adrian Peterson right after the game in the locker room, and he was saying that there was a lack of energy at the beginning and he didn't know why.
I think what happened was they took the opening drive and went 75 yards for touchdown, right? We got hit in the mouth right there on the opening drive. We never were able to establish any momentum. We failed to capitalize on them. We failed to grab the momentum at any point in the game. So there's really... Unfortunately, we never really had a chance to play with a lot of great energy. We're trying our hardest to get the momentum back, but we just couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, hopefully things are different against Green Bay.
Well, they'll play better.
They're going to play better.
I don't think they're going to win, but they're going to play better.
But can they score 24 to 28 points?
Yep, that's what Green Bay does.
Minimum.
Yeah. I think they can. They just have to keep up with Rodgers. You have to keep up with, you know, one of the all-time greats.
Hey, want to let everybody know about the St. James. We've all been there. It's a fantastic new destination for sports enthusiasts and high-performance athletes. It's now officially open for business. At 450,000 square feet, the St. James has it all. It has an amazing gym. It has two NHL-sized ice rinks, pools, courts galore,
even an indoor water park, plus that premium health club, MediSpa, and Spike Medicine Restaurant. It's amazing. Experience the ultimate in indulgence, relaxation, rejuvenation, and exhilaration at The St. James. Find out more, including how to become a member, at thestjames.co. Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. Ross Tucker joins us at 8:20. We'll go around the NFL with him. Rick Fox, former L.A. Laker, joins us at 9. And Mike Rizzo, now it's GM, on a day early today, who will join us at 9:20. We'll talk about Victor Robles hit his first career home run for the Nationals yesterday as they lost to the Marlins. But Robles is one of those guys, supposed to be one of the stars of the future for the Washington Nationals. So we'll talk to Mike Rizzo about Robles and more at 9:20. But right now, as we do each morning at 7:45, we go around the NFL with the Junkies Blitz.
The twist.
We have a twist. I'll get to the twist. I'll just give you some NFL news. A bunch of kickers were on the move yesterday.
Well,
the big headline
was
Daniel Carson, who was a fifth-round draft pick, the highest kicker drafted by the Minnesota Vikings in the history of the franchise. They actually gave up two draft picks in the process of picking him in the fifth round. They cut him. Mike Zimmer kind of joked about it yesterday. He said it was an easy decision.
Right. Like, mm-hmm. Did you watch the game?
He said, did you see the game?
Right.
He was 0 for 3. He had two potential game winners. So they waived the Auburn kicker. And the guy who was available is the second most accurate kicker in NFL history, Dan Bailey.
Mm.
So he becomes a Viking. Apparently, four different teams had actually made offers to Dan Bailey this season, but he was waiting for the right offer.
Why didn't Dan Bailey already have a team?
Dallas cut him, maybe because of salary. Dallas opted to go with Brett Maher, who had never kicked in a regular season NFL game, so they released him. Maybe it was about the money.
How's he doing so far?
I haven't seen anything about him in particular.
So what a great spot for Bailey.
This past week.
He gets a kick for a possible Super Bowl-type team indoors. He'll get to kick at least 9 games indoors because of their home games. Well, they missed one of them. They play the Lions. They play indoors. I mean, it's a great spot for him.
Mm-hmm.
Huge upgrade.
A couple other notes. Carson Wentz, medically cleared, will start in week 3 against the Colts.
How do you think he plays?
I think he plays well.
Is that game at home? Is that a home game?
In Philly.
It's in Philly? Yeah.
He's been healthy for months. They're just trying to wait as long as they can before they expose him to, you know, injury again.
Head coach Doug Peterson says he does not plan to alter his play calling much, even while Wentz reacclimates to the game. LeSean McCoy, day-to-day for the Buffalo Bills. You take LeSean McCoy off that team, and they've got Josh Allen. They've got very little weapons, a bad offensive line. That is just a brutal
offense.
Aren't they
16.5-point dogs already at Minnesota this weekend?
Yeah.
Oh, that line's going to move even more.
I couldn't take the 16.5.
I don't think you could.
Josh Allen actually played pretty well, considering he did hold on to the ball a little bit too long. He took a bunch of sacks. But they ran a lot of design run plays for him, too. So he can run. I mean, for his size, he can go.
Yeah, he's a big boy. All right, so the new feature. It's nothing super dramatic, but I want opinions. It's
okay.
5 questions on the NFL Blitz.
All right.
And we'll start with Pat Mahomes, who's tearing up the league right now. 10 touchdown passes in the first 2 games for the Kansas City Chiefs. That's the most of any quarterback in NFL history in the first 2 games.
Mm-hmm.
We know the record for a single season is 55 touchdowns by Peyton Manning. Will Patrick Mahomes catch Peyton Manning and eclipse 55 touchdowns this season?
Ooh, 55. He's already got 10 in the bank after 2.
I'm going to say no. 55 is the number?
55 is the number. He would have to average 3.2 touchdowns per game.
I mean, he's going to have some games where he only has 1 or 2.
I'm going to say
no. Yeah, but he's got games
where he has 4 or 5. If he has another 5 this week, and then he's got 15, okay, whatever. But I'm going to say no.
The Chiefs have a relative weakling, I think, at Arrowhead this weekend, if my memory serves me correct. Who do they have?
They play the Niners. You call my boys a weakling? Although they did give up some yards late to Stafford.
I mean, look at Stafford's line from last week.
Here's where Mahomes gets
hooked.
All right,
hooked. Hold on. Over-under is 3.5 touchdowns this week for passing touchdowns for Mahomes.
Oh, I have to take the over.
You're going
over? 4 or 5.
Let's go over.
Thanks, love.
How much would you put on it?
$1. I've been burned by my bets of late.
All right, book it.
Put it in.
Here's the thing. Patrick Mahomes benefits from obviously great skill position players. I mean, Sammy Watkins is an afterthought. It's a pretty good receiver. Wasn't he a top five pick in the NFL draft?
Yeah, Tyreek Hill says they got the best receiving corps in the league.
They've got Hill, they've got Watkins, they've got Kelsey in the middle, and then he's got Kareem Hunt, who, if you just look at a couple of his touchdown passes so far, out of his 10 touchdown passes, he has one which was just a little shovel to Tyreek Hill on a great design. He's got the swing pass to Kareem Hunt, who just stiff-arms somebody and gets in the end zone. The one thing I'll say is, if you watch that Peyton Manning record-breaking season, Peyton, who basically called his own plays, they'd be first and goal from the one, and he'd call a pass play.
Yeah.
And I don't know if Mahomes is going to have that ability to
do
that.
55 is just a big, big number. I'm sorry. He's going to have some weeks.
Yeah, I'm going to say no. He's not going to hit that number. Yeah.
Second question. We just talked about Carson Wentz starting. Is that a good move by Doug Peterson to start him in week 3? I might have held him off.
Yes, he's healthy, I think it
week
is.
Week 5.
If he's healthy, yeah, of course. You got to go with your best guy.
Colts are a little bit better than people thought they are, and if Wentz is ready to go, he's clearly an upgrade over Foles. I put him out there, see what he's got.
You don't want to go 1-2.
I might be conservative. You're tied atop the NFC East at 1-1. Nobody in the NFC East should scare you.
Okay, when's their bye week? Could they have gone a couple
Giants, Cowboys?
When is their bye?
I'd have to look that up.
It's not until... I don't think it's until like early November. I mean, I could be wrong on that.
I don't know. He's probably good to go.
If he was cleared by the doctors, yeah, you got to play him.
All right, sticking with quarterbacks. This could be a no-brainer for you, but maybe not. Do you roll with Ryan Fitzpatrick as the Buccaneers starter the rest of the season?
No, you until he gets cold, has a few bad games.
I mean, if he stays on this sort of heater, of course, there's no way Jameis would come back. But if he starts to struggle, if he stubs his toe, you have a number one overall pick
to turn
to. You
go with the hot hand. That's
what
you're
doing. At Jameis' numbers. Now, last season, he only played 13 games, but he's actually improved each season. So as a rookie, 22 touchdowns, 15 picks, quarterback rating 84.2, completed 58% of his balls. By the time he gets to season 3, he's completing 64% of his passes. His quarterback rating jumped from 84 to 92. He's 24 years old. The one thing which did jump out at me looking at Jameis' stats, do you know how many fumbles he had last year?
9 or 10.
15.
Wow, that's a lot.
Now, they only lost 7, but he coughs it up.
He's got the butterfingers.
He's just got a maturity issue that's crazy because he's very likable, but he's got a maturity thing.
Only 24.
Yeah.
Still should be your quarterback of the future.
He's just got some legitimate...
You gotta just ride out Fitzpatrick while he's hot.
Yeah,
he's got as long as it takes
He's got legitimate threats.
All right, this one...
I mean, he's got two legitimate threats on the outside, and he's got a good tight end.
Oh, yeah. This one's for EB. So we talked about Carlson being cut. We didn't really even talk about... The Browns did cut their kicker. He missed 2 extra points and 2 field goals.
Yeah.
But this was the weekend where kickers were horrendous.
Right.
Should the NFL go back... to the gimme extra point.
Well, I mean, they've mucked it up. I told you they were doing this. They're just, you know, you're adding more random chance to the outcomes of these games.
Yes, you are.
I mean, I don't know.
How many were there? How many missed? I think there were 17.
I think kicks together, it was.
You're saying 17.
Some reason I thought it was 19, but it was a lot.
Okay.
Yeah, but how many
field
extra
goals
points?
And extra points. Not a ton of extra points missed.
What, 4 or 5?
Yeah. You're just adding,
but it's
the
more
further
commonplace.
You move them back, you're just adding more.
It's a harder kick.
They're all going to miss.
Like the Browns kicker missed too.
Yeah. Well, he missed everything. That guy's unbelievable. and you know,
they could actually be 2-0 because remember, he had a chance to win it against Pittsburgh.
It was blocked.
It was blocked, but I think he missed one in regulation as well.
Did he? Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd give him a little bit of a pass because the weather was so bad in that game. I'll give him a little bit of a pass.
Don't you remember at the end of the, I believe at the end of the first game, Cleveland got the ball back, and they grasped it like a long 55-yard field goal or something. He just pushed it way
to the right.
Of course
he was. He was dealing with a groin injury. It's so Browns.
Hugh Jackson didn't even
out a guy with a groin injury to kick. Yeah. That's such a Browns move.
I mean, he wasn't going to lose. Not many guys are going to make a 55-yarder in that weather.
All right, last of the 5 questions on the Junkies Blitz. If you're running the Cleveland Browns, how long until you start Baker Mayfield? I was watching that game. Tyrod Taylor, you can look at his numbers. He takes care of the ball. Last year, 14 touchdowns, 4 picks.
Critical
but
pick.
But he just barely ever does anything downfield. I understand he finally, at the end of this game, had the long touchdown pass to Callaway. But at one point, he had 16 completions for 120 yards. He's dinking
if
and
I'm
dunking
Jackson,
more than anybody I've ever seen.
The Baker Mayfield era starts Thursday night at home against the Jets. It's a great opportunity for a win. You get the Jets on a short week.
I mean,
I roll Baker out there.
I feel like the Cardinals should probably make a move. The Bills already made a move. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the Jets started the year with that, with their rookie. I mean, what are you waiting
just
for?
Just depends. Yeah. I actually think Baker is...
Unless you think he's not ready.
I think Baker's as ready as any of them. Every bit as ready as Darnold. The one I'm raising my eyebrow with is Allen. Because I think, by all accounts, he's not ready. And I think you can ruin a kid.
Well, the starting quarterback wasn't ready.
Right. He was terrible. Yeah. But I would – that's your first-round pick. You can ruin him putting him out there prematurely.
Especially you wouldn't have a problem with Baker starting
Baker
now.
Is a gamer. He's a competitor. He can handle it.
He's not going to start now. I just know watching that offense with Tyrod Taylor, look, he takes care of the ball. That's his thing. He really takes care of the ball, but he very rarely throws the ball downfield. And I feel like Baker would make more plays.
I'm a big Baker Mayfield fan.
I think you're probably right. I mean, he's the number one overall pick.
Yeah.
Get him out there.
Are you going to wait a year?
The future is now for the Browns.
That's good. Aaron Rodgers waited 3 years.
It's just rare.
Right, but look at the career he's having. If they played him right away.
If Aaron Rodgers was the number one overall pick, he wouldn't have been sitting for 3 years.
All right, Ross Tucker's going to join us at 8:20. We'll get his take on some of those things as we go around the NFL. But next, we'll mix it up. Open up the entertainment page on the Junkies.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.